Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so here's the deal. That this is a program primarily about what's going on in your life and what's going on emotionally in your life. The idea of I'm your friendly neighborhood calling psychologist. But we also try and keep up with what's going on in the world. So we can talk about, you know, the Waco situation, or we could talk about the Red Nose or whatever. And the Rangers, as many of you know, are now in tied 2-2. So I thought that there's a story here, which I thought was very cool, about where teams get their names. And I thought what I would do is talk with you about that and then put up on Facebook, if you were going to have your own sports team, what would it be? And mine would definitely be Joy's Boys. I mean, no question. Okay. So, do you know why the Rangers are called the New York Rangers?
I do not know that. They're one of the original NHL teams. So they're one of the
oldest franchises. Yeah, 1925.
Yeah.
They joined the National Hockey League. They play in their home games in the old Madison Square Garden. Tex Rickard, the boxing promoter and ex-gold prospector who built and owned the arena, which I didn't know, decided he wanted his own NHL team, which was awarded in 1926. Rickard's team was immediately dubbed Texas Rangers, T-E-X apostrophe S, because his name
is Tex. Which is also the name of a Major League Baseball team right now.
Okay, well, but wait, it gets better. As a pun referencing the paramilitary force founded in Texas during the 1830s, the Americans folded in 1942, while Texas Rangers remain. So there you go, all right? Because it was the New York Americans were first. All right, so
okay.
All right, so let's see if I can. Oh, if my computer freezes, I've got a problem. All right, here we go. We'll sing the Star Spangled Banner. All right, the New Jersey Devils. All right, let's hear why they call that. New Jersey's never been known for mountains. The team that needed a new nickname after the Colorado Rockies relocated to the Garden State in 1982. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. The New York, the Rockies are what New Yorkers Rockies. Is that a baseball team now?
Well, yeah, the Colorado Rockies are a baseball team.
Yeah, but they were originally a hockey team.
Yep.
See?
Right. Yeah.
They relocated the Garden State in 1982. The New Jersey Sports and Exhibition Authority sponsored a statewide newspaper contest to determine the new nickname, and some of the other finalists include the Americans, the Blades, the Coastals, the Colonials, the Gulls, the Jaguars, the Meadowlanders, and Meadowlarks. While some fans objected to the winning selection on religious grounds, one threatened the life of a reporter who was covering the search, the Devil has an entirely non-religious folk history in New Jersey. According to legend, a harmless creature known as the Leeds Devil or the Jersey Devil roamed the Pine Barrens in the southern part of the state from 1887 to 1938. All right, so now, see, you're going to know all this. You're going to be so popular at your next Brewski party, all right? Mm-hmm. So it had nothing to do with Satan. It had to do with somebody who roamed New Jersey. Okay, now we've got the New York Islanders. When New York's expansion Major League Baseball franchise held a name the team contest in 1961, Islanders finished third behind the Mets and the Empires. Mm-hmm. 11 years later, Islanders was selected as the nickname for New York's new hockey team, which plays its home games on Long Island.
And now they're moving to Brooklyn next year. The Islanders are.
Brooklyn Arena. Yeah, so
they
probably won't change their name. Probably don't need to, because New York being an island, I don't know. Well, we'll see.
But yeah, the Islanders are going to be playing starting next year in the Barclays Center.
I was going to say Barclays. Yeah.
Yep.
Have you ever been to Barclays Center?
No, I've never been to. I've never been to New York.
It's amazing. I mean, it's amazing, except it's so steep. That, you know, Madison Square Garden doesn't have much of a rise. Barclay is incredibly steep. And so the problem is, even if you have good seats, things seem very far away.
Hmm.
I mean, but it's really cool in terms of walk-around places. And they have, like, mac and cheese, and I mean the food there is much better than most places.
Yeah, and it's MSG is definitely like on my bucket list for like arenas slash stadiums.
Well, yeah, you should do Madison Square before you do Barclay, but I mean they're both very different, and Madison Square Garden just had a huge overhaul, kind of renovation. The food's much better though at the Barclay, and you can get to the Barclay from basically there's no parking there. You get there on the train. Okay. Which you could do for Madison Square as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the old Madison Square is downtown. This one is across from the post office, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is the Philadelphia Flyers. They had a name the team contest after Ed Snyder, the then vice president of the Philadelphia Eagles, brought hockey back to the city of brotherly love in 1966. His sister Phyllis reportedly suggests the name Flyers, which sounds good when paired with Philadelphia, but doesn't have any meaning. She just liked the idea of the Phyllis Flyers. They should have called it the Philadelphia Phyllises. But so apparently it helps to have your brother sort of name the team. All right, so we're asking people if they were gonna name the team, what kind of sports? If you had a sports team, what sports team would you have?
I would probably want to own an NBA team because I'm a big basketball guy. Boy, it's
all right. Well, Manny's Men.
Manny's Men.
doesn't exactly ring, does it? All right, the Penguins. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sponsored a name the team. But Carol McGregor, the wife of one of the franchise's part owners, Jack McGregor, was the one responsible for the nickname. See, it helps to know the owner. But they described Carol McGregor came up with a name. I was thinking of something with a P, and I said to Jack, what do they call the Civic Arena? And he said, the Big Igloo. So I thought, Ice Pittsburgh Penguins. Mm-hmm. More than 700 of the 26,000 entries were for Penguins. So that makes some sense. Although they could have called them the Inuits. Philadelphia doesn't work, does it? The Bruins. Grocery store tycoon Charles Adams, not the one who the cartoonist, bought a team to Boston. He hired former hockey great Art Ross to serve as his general manager. Adams tasked Ross with coming up with a nickname for one of the requirements being the team's colors would be the same as his grocery store chains, brown and yellow. So he decided on Bruins. Well, that's not a very, very good story. I'm brown and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we now know what the colors. The Buffalo Sabres, who have the same color uniforms as the Bruins, actually. They entered the league in the 70s. They wanted the nickname to be unique. They sponsored, named the team, and decided on the Sabres with a buffalo featured prominently in the team's logo. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, a buffalo saber? It should be a buffalo bill or something. I mean,
well,
saber doesn't have anything to do with buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the NFL team is the Buffalo Bills, and they have the buffalo on their helmet.
Yeah.
Helmet design, yeah.
Yeah, this is with the saber. All right. The Canadiens, well, that's pretty straightforward. 1909. So, I mean, we're talking about American hockey starting in 1925, so this was 1909. He created the Club du Hockey Canadien. He wanted his team, a charter member of the National Hockey Association, which is different than the NHL, to appeal to Montreal's francophone population, and he hoped to drum up a rivalry with the city's established team, the Wanderers. The Canadiens are often referred to as the Habs or Les Habs.
Yep.
Yeah, abbreviation of Le Habitant. The name for the early settlers of New France. Did you know that? Have you ever heard them referred that way?
Oh, the Habs? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Did you know what it referred to?
That part I did not know, but I've known for a long time they're kind of nicknamed.
I mean, I'm filling you in. I'm just giving you. You're going to be so smart the next time. Are you going to go watch the games?
Oh yeah, I enjoy the NHL. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Well, hockey I think is the fastest game.
I live in a state where hockey.
That's true,
is
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and in Denver, when I was a kid, got rid of football and played hockey. So Denver has a, you know, a long history. University of Denver was good in hockey then. All right, this is. All right, let's see which team this is. I don't even know what it is. The Ottawa Senators. 1883, won 11 Stanley Cups. When they returned in 92 after a 60-year hiatus, the nickname, a reference to Ottawa's status as Canada's capital city, was an obvious choice. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, so we have kind of, I'll tell you the cool story of the day and the terrible story of the day. Did you see this? That a 25-year-old teacher in Georgia apparently was passing out condoms to the kids and telling them when the storeroom was empty so they could have sex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Apparently, they found out he's a middle school teacher. He's 25. He was taken into custody. He's been charged with 4 misdemeanor counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
My goodness.
I know. Arranged with students when the classroom would be empty and gave them condoms. Well, at least he gave them condoms.
Yeah.
They said he's been removed from the classroom. You think? They said it's unclear of whether or not he has a lawyer. If I were he, I would get a lawyer and perhaps a therapist. There you go. Here's another bad news story. A Tennessee family is accused of spending $187 million for cancer charities on themselves, misusing donations. Good news stories. L.A. becomes the largest city to boost minimum wage. Good for L.A.
Yeah. It's up pretty high, too. It's up to over $15 an hour, I think, isn't it?
Good for L.A., yeah. Let's see. A congressman with millions in legal fees is trying to get a raise. Did you see our the big story in New York right now is the manicurist that there was a big story in the New York Times, I guess about a week ago, that said essentially these women were slaves, that they had to pay to be there, and then the most they could get is tips, and when they had to buy like masks or emery boards or something, they had to pay for them themselves. So
wow,
the idea that the $25 manicure pedicure is going to be a thing of the past, which it probably should be. Probably should be.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pull that story up, but I think it is. I think it's around $15, which is good for L.A. Here's my favorite story, though, in terms of, you know, one of the questions we asked, which is, okay, technology, what would you do to make the world a better place? All right, KFC. All right? They make a wireless tray keyboard, which keeps your phone free from tasty grease. All right. So the idea being, they've got this great idea. It started in Germany as part of an advertising campaign. They're saying the tray is much bigger than a paper one and syncs to your phone in seconds over Bluetooth. Then you can just type away, though you will have to interact with your phone to change apps. It also wipes clean. It's rechargeable. These mats are so good that every single one handed out to German customers was taken home, even if it wasn't supposed to be.
Hmm.
All right, so I would buy that, wouldn't you? I'd buy a tablet at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Which is why people are so good on them. Apparently, it's made by this crowd. But so you can sort of eat to your heart's content, your finger licking good, will not get your phone. Because no matter what you do with your phone, right?
Right.
It gets fingerprints all over it and icky stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, so this is a good news story, too. There are a couple good news stories. We tried desperately to find good news stories in a world where there's, you know, bikers, you know, 65-year-old men are shooting each other. Please. There was a man who was, as a high school kid or as a young man, was bullied. And apparently one of the guys who was the chief bullier sent the following letter. I was recently talking with my 10-year-old daughter about bullies. She asked me if I'd ever bullied anyone, and sadly, I had to say yes. What came to mind is how lousy and mean I was to you when you were in junior high school. I want to apologize. If we lived in the same state, I would apologize to your face. I don't even know if you remember, but I do, and I'm sorry. How cool is that?
That's, wow. That's
he said, it unlocked something in me I didn't realize I'd been holding on to. I cried a little bit. It was so moving. So he sent back the following letter.
Mm. Wow.
Louis, I'm quite moved by this. Thank you and accept your apology. In 20 years, the only person to apologize for being a bully to me when we were younger. I hope you can proudly tell your daughter that you've also apologized for it and that we are good. It's amazing what 20 years and children can do to us, no? Thank you again, and I hope you stand up to bullying anytime you see it. Have a great day.
Hmm.
Wow. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, very cool.
And the rest of the note is, thank you. Your forgiveness means more than you know, and I hope I am, I suppose I am, Kit, the last to ask forgiveness from you. I don't know what, it probably means not. Spell check. How cool is that, right?
Yeah, very cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, and, you know, I think, among other things, the point is it's never too late to apologize. And, you know, that we're not necessarily nice creatures at every moment of our life, but once we acknowledge it, and I'm delighted that they're both alive, that they both got in touch with one another, that, you know, that we're not necessarily the people we're going to be when we're in our early teens or even late teens. So there we go.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. You know, this is an issue that's come up a bunch of times. And, you know, I'll tell you what, let's put up on Facebook, to whom do you owe an apology? Okay?
Okay.
Let's put that up and see what happens.
Sure.
Or I suppose we could also put up who owes you an apology. Let's put both up. Let's put them up as separate kinds of things because maybe we'll get responses to both. And I don't necessarily want to combine them because I think one is taking responsibility and the other is probably feeling a little sorry for ourselves. So let's put them up as two separate. To whom do you owe an apology, and who do you think owes you an apology? Let's put them up as two separate things. We can talk about that, okay? So this is another issue that we've talked about here a lot, and it's not going to go away. It's been an issue. The whole idea of medical ethics has been an issue for a long time. You know, right to die, for example, and the fact that we can keep people alive, does that mean we should? But now we're talking about gene editing. And so the idea being, and this has been around, again, for a long time, the idea of eugenics, of making, you know, choosing not only the sex of your baby, which has been, I mean, and hopefully this is before birth, not after birth, because, as you know, that China has done the one-child policy for a long time, and the result is that girl children are either given away or abandoned. And sometimes killed. So, which is, you know, after the fact. This is talking about essentially in utero or even before that. So they're talking about, you know, could you choose a baby that was going to be this tall and this color hair? And so the idea is, what changes are ethical and which are not, and who determines it? They're talking about them as calling them custom-ordered babies. Does this mean that if we can do it, which again, it depends on what exactly you mean, if we can do it, does that mean we should do it? Is there such a thing as a perfect human being? And there are getting to be more and more discussions about it. And I think that basically most people would say no, but maybe that's something we can talk about as well. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I don't want to appear whiny to you folks, God forbid, but I've got about 25 minutes here, and if you guys do what you did yesterday, which four people called me with like 8 minutes left to go in the program. So if you're going to call, call now. Fair enough? All right. Because, I mean, I really want to give you as much time as I can. And it's not viable, folks. Just not viable. 855. All right, I'm winding. 855-993-7569. All right, Manny.
Yes.
So tell me, let's do another email so I don't get too far behind.
Sure.
And hopefully four people won't call us with 4 seconds left to go. But I'll just sort of believe in everybody.
This emailer chose to remain anonymous, which of course is perfectly fine.
Absolutely. Or make up a name, whatever you want.
They say, Dr. Joy, I would really love for your advice on my situation. I'm 29 and I've been married for almost 2 years. We've been together for over 9 years. I have always wanted a family, but my husband really does not want any children. It is not that he doesn't like children, but he thinks that having them will affect our relationship. We both came from split homes and know a lot of people that are divorced. We've had a lot of talks about this, and he has agreed to have one child, but he still says that he feels that it will change everything and we will possibly grow apart. He has been told by a lot of his friends that kids change everything and that they end up loving the child more than their partner. I guess I'm afraid that that will happen to us, but I'm also hopeful that we can make it work. We don't have any marital issues and are very happy, but I also want to have a family with him. Is there any way that I can help him be more comfortable with having a child, or do you think that having a child does actually affect the success of a marriage? If so, what can I do to mitigate that and keep our relationship intact after having a child? Thank you so
much. Good questions. First of all, hopefully this was something that you talked about before you got married, because you can't really have half a child. All right, so that's number one. Number two, do children change a marriage? Indubitably. But that's not necessarily bad. Time changes a marriage. The death of a parent changes a marriage. Getting a job, losing a job, going to school. I mean, there are all sorts of things that are going to happen to the two of you. So what I would do when I have couples, and I have had couples in therapy, where one wants to have a child and one doesn't. And again, you can't, I mean, you can compromise about a lot of things, but not a child. So what I do is I do two things, really. The first is for your husband to write down all the ways that he thinks having a child will change the marriage. And you can do the same. And usually men say, well, we won't have as much sex, or the baby will take up too much time, or we won't be able to take vacations. So what you can do, once you're talking about specifics, you can say, all right, I will sign a contract that says, even when we have a child, I will initiate sex twice a week from you. And I know that sounds a little silly, but it's very effective. Let's spend the next year traveling. And then, you know, we can start saving money after that until we get to because sometimes the issue is money. So, all right, let's figure out how much money we need to have. In other words, you can deal with a specific concern. You can't deal with an abstraction. Because he's right, you're both right, that children do change a relationship, but that's not necessarily bad. It doesn't mean that they make a relationship worse. They just make it different. All right, so that's number one, is to deal with the specifics. Number two, one of the things that is very effective is to switch the roles. But you have to do this sincerely. So you would write down, because writing down helps you to offset the fact that one of you may be a great deal more verbal than the other, all the reasons why it makes no sense to have a child, because you're the one who's saying, I want to have a child. He writes down all the reasons why having a child would make some sense. But you have to go into this being completely sincere, because otherwise it's cheating if he just says, well, I'm not going to write anything down because there's no reason to have it. I mean, you really have to kind of dig deep and think about the experience, not only from the other person's point of view, but from your point of view. And again, if the two of you get that list and then you want to call me about it, because, you know, I've helped an awful lot of people negotiate what happens. And quite often, it's very hard to convince someone who really wants to have a child not to. And sometimes that's what occurs in a second marriage, where an older man has married a younger woman, and he really doesn't want to have children anymore. And that's one of those things you have to talk about before you get married. Because that he already had, and she's going to come back and say, well, that's not fair. You already have children. Why should I be deprived of that? And sometimes, even if you've talked about it before the marriage, especially for women and men, as they get older, the idea of having a child becomes, you know, you've heard about women's biological time clock, and yours is still probably about 10 years away. But, and the two of you have already found some kind of compromise, which is the one child. And quite often people fall in love with that child, but don't start, if the two of you need to talk this out, because if you don't, what will happen is that your sex life will go to hell in a handbasket. Because given the fact that you're the one who wants to have a child, he should be responsible for birth control. So he doesn't distrust the fact that you're actually taking precautions. It doesn't put you in a position where you even consciously or unconsciously tempted to get accidentally pregnant. This is too big a decision for it to be accidental, even though the assumptions are that at least half the pregnancies in America are unplanned, which is chilling if you think about it. So the point is, instead of having a war about this, have a discussion about it, and it doesn't have to happen instantaneously. You don't have to make, I mean, the good news about being 29 is you have a while to work this out. But talk about the specifics. Not that it will change the marriage, because it will, but how will it change the marriage? What's your fear? That you won't have time for me, or that we won't have sex, or there won't be enough money, or we can't travel, or that that you'll love the baby more than me. And that's probably the only one that you can't really negotiate, because obviously you're going to love your child differently than you're going to love your spouse. And the issue is not the love. The issue is the time spent. So if you can figure out that we'll get a nanny, or I'll continue to work, or we'll get this much money in the bank, or we'll do the traveling now, or you can have a motorcycle, or I can have a motorcycle. I mean, deal with the specifics of it, and I think you'll find yourself in much better shape than just having the, well, I want to have a child, you don't. And obviously, I mean, someone's going to say, well, how come you didn't suggest adoption? But my guess is that the issue that an adopted child is going to raise the same issues. It's just that that the woman doesn't go through the pregnancy, obviously. So, all right. So the point being, talk about it and be specific about it, and then try doing a little role reversal and see where the two of you get. All right. And it's amazing how effective it can be. Because they're, I mean, all your friends who say it changes it, but try to talk to somebody who changed, for whom it changed better. Because there really are people who feel that that the child really made their relationship better. It certainly makes it, to a certain extent, sort of cements the marriage quite often, that people who might ordinarily, when they're having a spat, walk away from one another when they're children, I think, take the marriage more seriously. Because the marriage, and look, I'm not necessarily advocating that the two of you have children, because there are childless relationships, but that's not what you're talking about here. You're talking about you wanting a child, he doesn't. If neither of you wanted a child, that'd be fine. If both of you wanted a child, that would be fine. What you've got here is a difficulty here, that you want to have a child and he doesn't. And the likelihood is that your wish to have a child may increase with time, because we know that there really is this kind of biological time clock. And as women get closer to the time where they can't have children, as they approach 40, that all of a sudden they get the hots for a baby. You know, again, these days there are lots of ways of offsetting a lot of the issues that people have about a child changing their lives. But it doesn't mean, again, I'm not necessarily advocating that everybody should have a child, because I don't think they should. But and both of you can point out that you're going to be different kind of parents. That may also be a very valuable discussion to have about how did your father treat you that you didn't like, or how did your mother treat you that you didn't like. So, I keep coming back to the same issue, that the way to deal with it is just to talk about it and be very specific, and don't talk about what's going to change or won't be the same. Your marriage isn't the same today as it was 2 years ago. It won't be the same in 2 years that it is today. It doesn't mean that you can't have date nights. It doesn't mean that you can't have a great sex life. It doesn't mean that you can't have an adult-centered marriage, which is a much healthier proposition all the way around than the American model, which is a child-centered relationship. But a lot of people have been able to figure out ways of making a relationship, a marriage, adult-centered, not child-centered, which is much safer for the kid, much better for the adults. At some point, that kid's going to walk away. And having your kid think the best time of their life was when there was a child is not a very good grounding for future reality. So the idea, if the two of you can pull this off, of how do we have a vibrant, loving marriage that is very similar to what we have now and still bring a child into it. If you could do that, you're in great shape, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I thought I would. I found the article about the LA boosting the minimum wage. It's actually a very good story. It's currently the minimum wage in LA is $9, which is more than the national average. The city council voted 14-1 to increase it to $15 an hour by 2020. And okay. The idea is, yeah, they're basically increasing it by a dollar increment over the next 5 years.
Gotcha. I thought it was, when I read the headline, I thought it was up to 15 already. I'm like, wow,
yeah,
that's a huge jump.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that's a, what is it? It'd be a 40% jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not what they're doing. In fact, it'd be a 50% jump. The first increase happens in July 2016, which goes to 1050. Labor unions supporters are displeased that the ordinance will take place over 5 years. Small business owners who have till 2021 to comply complain that the nearly 50% increase will hurt their bottom line. Well, they have 5 years to get it done. The impact of the council's endorsement of a $15 minimum wage is huge. There was an earlier proposal raising the rate to $15.25 by 2019, found that more than 600,000 workers, over 40% of the LA workforce, would ultimately benefit from the increase. Look, folks, it's the only way we need to do it. It's kind of my, and this is certainly more than 10%, but it's basically about 10% a year, which is my whole point of tithing. If everybody just gave up 10%, 10% is not presumably going to completely change your lifestyle. And I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about corporations. I'm talking, and of course, that's going to be the problem. You and I might be willing to do it. But, I mean, corporations that make, you know, billions of dollars, then just give back 10%. You know, take all the tax incentives and the write-offs, but 10%. The bill in its current form includes tipped workers, meaning that tips would not count toward the proposed minimum wage base pay of $15, which I think is fair. California is one of seven states that include tipped workers among regular minimum wage workers, but they too would benefit from the pay bump. The restaurant industry has expressed concerns that they expect some restaurants within margins to close once the new wage standards kick in. Yeah, but that's what everybody says. That's what they said when they outlawed smoking, you know, when they said you could use trans fat. That's what everybody says. Okay, it's going to hurt business. And it doesn't. Whether cities should have different minimum wages than states or the national has been an ongoing concern. The trend has picked up popularity since Santa Fe and San Francisco enacted a higher wage than the federal minimum in 2003, with six major cities increasing wages to above the $10 mark in the coming years. The city of Los Angeles, the second biggest city in the nation, is leading the nation. In New York, Andrew Cuomo has sought to increase the minimum wage for fast food workers, while Mayor Bill de Blasio has called for minimum wages to be raised to $15 by 2019. So they're just a year difference. Nationally, congressional Democrats are looking to increase minimum wage to $12 by 2020, which is less. But, I mean, yeah. As I said, I mean, look, we're a democracy. The only way to have, if nothing else, look, view it as enlightened self-interest. A country where you have a large group of people who have nothing to lose is an unstable situation. And the idea being, I mean, we talked about food stamps and the fact that living, you know, I was talking with somebody about it this morning. I had breakfast with someone this morning, and I said, you know, we did this whole thing, this challenge, about $6 a day. And said, that doesn't sound like very much. And said, she and her husband go, and they spend about $75 a week between the two of them, which is essentially, you know, it's about close enough to say. But she said that's only for dinner, and they don't eat dinner at home every night. So, you know, it's not a huge amount of money. I mean, it can be done. And she and I sort of came up with the same notion, which is eggs. You know, eggs are cheap and high in protein and good for you. So, and you can do a lot with them. But there you go. Alrighty, I've got here? About 2 minutes?
Actually, more like 3.5 minutes.
I've got 3.5 minutes. Alright, I'll tell you what. How about, let's do the unappreciated. Can we do unappreciated in 3 minutes? This is my wine a couple of weeks ago where I found out that I had given an endowment to my alma mater, and somebody it was in the write up, they knew that I'd given them the money. Never got a thank you note. It was, they lived in New York for the summer. Not a phone call, not nothing. And I said, all right, so unappreciated. Let's see where people have felt unappreciated.
Well, you kind of caught me off guard here.
I did?
Yeah, because I had it, and then when you started talking minimum wage, I thought we weren't going to
So you thought you were unappreciated?
So now I have to scramble around and find.
All right, well, you can talk about, then it's on you, babes, to tell me when you felt unappreciated. You know, well, let's talk about the other for a minute. I won't put you in this. The whole point even the letter for the bully, the whole point is that attention must be paid, that you have a whole different response to people who say thank you. You have a whole different response to people who say I'm sorry. You have a whole different response to people saying, can you explain this? The idea is that we're given brains, we are given hearts, we are given heads, we are given mouths, so that we can communicate with one another, not necessarily to yell at each other, but to say, help me understand this, all right? And that we can all do that. So the next time you're thinking about being angry with somebody or feeling like somebody has wronged you, use those, you know, use your head, use your heart, use your inside, use your words to say, can you explain this to me? Right, and it will change everything. It will change, and not only will it change the lining of your stomach, but it will change the world. You know, if we start asking questions, and instead of blaming people, instead of being angry, instead of unless you're a Hell's Angel, I know they weren't Hell's Angels, they were Bandidos and Comanches or something, Commandos. Then instead of sort of slugging somebody, that if we say, explain it to me, so that it takes the hurt out of it. It takes the notion that somehow we're being victimized. Just by asking the question, you're changing something from passivity to active, to saying, can we talk about this? And basically, that's how we're going to find the solutions, is we can talk about it. And Manny can have till tomorrow to find what people
want. I've actually got it now.
Yeah. Well, I've got what, like 35 seconds?
Yeah, you got about 45 seconds, yeah.
All right. Well, no, you have to tell me where you felt appreciated or unappreciated in 45 seconds.
Well, I can tell you where I felt appreciated.
Okay.
I think, you know, my sister and my mother have always told me how much they appreciate me, just because, you know, I grew up in a, you know, single
female household.
Yeah, a female household with two women, and they've always appreciated the kind of man that I've grown up to be in these 31 years on this earth. So they've always told me how much they've appreciated me. So,
well, and I appreciate the fact that they appreciate you, because you don't yell at me. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.